It shall eliminate that rancor, that ill will. You're going to sleep and you just wish to punch somebody. You wish something would happen. No, that's not. Have a pure heart. Even if you don't like the person that much, have a pure heart as much as you can. Three things. Number one, our Prophet ﷺ said, إِخْلَاصُ الْعَمَلِ لِلَّهِ. Doing your amal, mukhlis, for the sake of Allah. Whatever you do something, don't do it for other people. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You train yourself to have ikhlas. When you have ikhlas for Allah, it will help you overcome your ghil. When you pray, when you fast, when you give charity, you train your heart to always monitor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you monitor Allah, it will become easier for you to let go of the grudge, to not be so bitter and angry. Number two, munasahatu a'immatil muslimin. Wanting the best and giving nasiha to the leaders of the Muslims. Wanting the best. The leaders here means both political and clergy and scholarship. Whenever the Quran says Wulat al-Amr, whenever the Quran says Wali al-Amr, generally it applies also to the political, but as Ibn Abbas said, and also to those of religious authority amongst you. These are the leaders, the one in the political, the other in the spiritual realm. In other words, don't desire to see the downfall of the ummah politically and academically. Don't wish that the leaders are all evil and you find their faults and you put them down. Don't wish that the scholars and their inheritors of the Prophet ﷺ, oh, all our ulama, all our Molvi class, all our... This is not healthy. It's just not healthy to put down, to make fun of, to always find the faults of the leaders. Have a pure heart. This doesn't mean the leaders are all pious, but you should not busy yourself with the faults of the leaders. If you busy yourself with their faults, what have you accomplished? And this is not to exonerate what they're doing, as you're aware, but it is rather you are responsible for yourself. And if you must, then wish good for the ummah. Try your best to help, whatever you can, the leaders of the ummah. And again, it is not of the way of our righteous, you know, scholars to associate too much with the leaders. Either always putting them down or always praising them up. You let them be. But if you're going to constantly want to destroy them verbally, and the leaders of the Muslims in terms of the clergy and the ulama, if you constantly make fun of them and put them down, then your heart is not pure. That doesn't mean all clergy are good, but you should not be following their faults and making a big deal of it. So munasaha, having nasiha in your heart for the leadership, means your heart is pure for the ones in charge, is going to be pure for those under them. And number three, waluzumu jama'atihim, stick with the jama'ah of the believers. Be involved with your community. Subhanallah, one thing I've noticed, wallahi, brothers and sisters, those people who are constantly creating drama in the community or online, you never find them active in the masajid. You never find them being involved with their local ground community. And this is the reality across the globe. There are some people, they have made a name for themselves, you know, creating drama, putting, you know, so much fitna out there, and their local masjid is unaware of them. Completely unaware. Our Prophet ﷺ said, stick with the jama'ah of the believers. Humanize Islam. Be involved with your communities. Stick with the group of believers. When you're interacting with other Muslims, automatically you will understand we are all human. I make mistakes, they make mistakes. You will be involved in something which is tangible good, real good, which is in our communities. So these three things our Prophet ﷺ said, if you do them, لا يغل عليهن قلب مسلم. Your qalb will have no ghil. Number one, ikhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything you do. Number two, have good thoughts and have nasiha. You want to have good for the leaders of the Muslims. Number three, stick with the jama'ah of Muslims.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا.